We're live. Rock and roll. You first, others second. Setting expectations so that you keep going. Really excited to be on here today. And I've got something I had did over the weekend that I can't share till next week that is really, really exciting. I've said this is the year of MIA, massive imperfect action. And I believe that when you set intentions, when you think differently, set your focus differently, you will show up differently. You will be and do different. And in the last few years, I have gotten away from imperfect action, taking that inspired, quick, imperfect action, that light action, that not overanalyzing, not overthinking. It has been my goal this year to overcome that. And getting on here right now, I am remembering you first, others second, me first, others second, setting an expectation so that I keep going. See, so many times we want the thing, whatever that thing is, the money, the relationship, the business, the free time, the freedom, the flexibility. And unless somehow you win the lottery, you become independently wealthy, some random thing pops up, you know, some family member gives you an infinite pile of cash that they were sitting on that you never knew about. The reality is there will be a gap between where you are and where you'd like to be. And what I've found is that that gap and knowing the gap can be a blessing or it can be a curse. So when I started my production company back in the day, I really didn't have any more of an expectation than we're just going to do this thing. Like, I did not want to go to college. That was my number one thing. I did not want to go to college. And I told my parents, give me 1 year. Now, they weren't pushing or pressuring me or forcing me to go, but I just, you know, most parents, especially, you know, what had that been like 18, 19 years ago? You know, it's probably a good path for people to take. It was much more encouraged to go to college even than I think it is today. And so, you know, when your child says, yeah, I'm not going, you know, that essentially potentially could scare a parent. And so I had a little bit of momentum with this video production thing I was doing. I said, give me 1 year. But I really, you know, back in 2005, 2006, I mean, the internet wasn't what it is today. I think Facebook was still just for colleges. YouTube had just started out. Twitter didn't exist. Definitely none of the technology that I'm using right now existed. And there wasn't much for me to know what could be, what I could have, what could be possible, what I should or shouldn't do, how much I should grow, how much I should make, the way I should run my business, the way I should do this or that or all these different things. And unless you're 15 years old or 12 years old or 22 years old, you didn't have that either. If you are 35 right now, well, I'm not 35, 37, but if you're 35, if you're 37, you're 45, 55, 65, right? Depending on your age, the older you get, then when you started things, you had a lot of time. Even my brother, who's I think 28, said, I'm so happy that the majority of my childhood, I didn't have a smartphone, which is interesting. You know, they're very addictive. So what I found is this gap. It definitely knows, it lets people know that where they are might not be where they want to be, and they want to be somewhere else other than where they are. The problem is there is a gap there. And for us to achieve certain things, have certain things, we've got to go from point A to point B. Now, there can be all sorts of different things that can accelerate that process, from knowing people to where you live, to luck, chance, timing. There's a lot of different things that can affect how quickly you can get from point A to point B. The problem is we see the 0.01 percenters go from point A to point B in record time, which then screws up our expectation of how fast it could happen for us. And so what I am combating all the time with myself and with others is that, for example, right now, I just made a thumbnail today, and if you're on YouTube, you may be still seeing this. I have somebody switching the thumbnail typically within 24 hours, but right now it says live coaching, ADHD creator support, right? So I ultimately thrive when there are people leaving comments. So if you're watching this video, leave a comment, say hello, ask a question. But what I'm doing is I'm programming my mind right now to not worry about even my live stream. I know someone could and probably will see this, right? But I cannot see how many people are on. I cannot see how many people are liking, because ultimately with my ADHD brain, it is very triggering to get on here and spend time doing this, knowing that there are people I could talk to privately, specifically, personally, where I know they're going to hear it. I know they're going to listen to it. And I know it's going to help them. Now, I know that this can help you, but there's something going on in my mind that would rather be doing this with someone than without. Would rather knowing that there are people interacting than no one interacting. Because I don't know for certain, unless I send it to people, absolute certainty, that someone will hear this. If I'm on here for 45 minutes, I could just be talking to myself for 40 of it, right? It could go online and nobody makes it past 5 minutes. I mean, there's 35 minutes sitting in the ether that maybe no one will ever hear. And I could have sent that to somebody else that would have listened because they thought it was for them. And so for me, I have to set an expectation right now. I have to recalibrate an expectation. I didn't even necessarily, I'm really fired up, but once I tell people what I did this past weekend, I'm also exhausted, absolutely exhausted. And so today I was a little like drained. Still got up and went on a walk, did my little 5 minutes on my stationary bike, did some push-ups. And then I was like, no, you're going to get on here. Because what do you do when you don't want to do something? Well, it depends. Some people tell you don't do it. Some people tell you grind it out, I'm pushing forward. Well, I'm not necessarily like that. I'm not the grind it out, sleep, you know, oh, hey, there's a Facebook user. I can't see your name right now. There's a heart. So I can see from all these different places that I stream to the comments, but I can't always see people's names. So if you want to leave your name, say hello. But I'm like, I'm getting on here and I'm going to do it because my expectation right now is a few things. One, that I'm not, when I overanalyze and overthink, as soon as I go from one to many, my brain thinks, oh, you got to, you know, how you start this video, you got to say it a certain way. Oh, how you title it, you got to do it a certain way. God forbid you don't do it this way because then nobody's going to see it. And God forbid I don't want anybody to not see it. I want people to see it. That's why I'm live streaming. At least I know somebody might pop on here versus if I record this sucker in total isolation by myself in my office and then upload it, it even has a lower chance potentially if somebody sees it. So I'm like, all right, at least somebody might pop on like this Facebook user who left a heart and say hello, right? And so another thing, if I want there to be people to show up to this thing, there has to be something to show up to, right? I can't want people to show up to a live and interact if I don't ever show up when there's no one potentially there. Now, there could be other ways that I could hack and do things to get people, and I'm playing with some of that. But right now, I'm very spontaneous. Right now, I'm doing these at 6:30 in the morning, you know, my time. And right now, I am building the muscle of doing it. That's it. I am building the muscle of doing this. I'm building the habit of doing it. I am rewiring my brain to not expect, oh, I've got to create this because if I don't do it this way, it's so heavy and so hard and not fun to show up with all these expectations about how I'm supposed to perform, how I'm supposed to speak, how I'm supposed to do this, how I'm supposed to title it, how I'm supposed to do that. And what I find is you're seeing a lot of creators who, what are they doing? They're going, I'm tired of all this planning. I'm tired of all this preparation. I took something that was fun. It got big because it was fun. And then I made it hard and heavy and not fun because I did all these things and put up all these rules. And you hear this line go around a lot. What got you here won't get you there. There's a truth to that depending on what you're trying to get to. But I think that at times what got people where they are, you know, I was at a Tony Robbins event once, and this changed my relationship with my wife. I mean, I believe that I have the relationship I have with my wife because I shifted this thing. What was this thing that I shifted? Well, I realized that all the relationships and all the stuff that happened in my relationships from 2003 till 2012 made me very jaded, made me very, And I had a guard up. I had a block up around relationships. So when I got back together with my wife in 2012, I had a wall up. Let's put it that way. I had a wall up. And I figured, now this wasn't conscious. This was me like psychoanalyzing this later. But I believed that if I had a wall up and went like half in, 60, 70% in, that if something happened, if we broke up, if she broke up with me, that it wouldn't hurt. Or it wouldn't hurt as much. And so as a byproduct, the relationship wasn't that great, right? How many of you are dipping your toes into things because you don't want to get screwed over? You don't want it to hurt. You don't want it to not work out. You don't want to be humiliated. Well, that's the thing right now. right? Like, I'm getting on here when, yes, I would love for there to be just a stream of comments and just fired up. And I'm like, oh man, no, there, hey, Sally, hey, George, hey, Facebook user. Oh my God, look at that. Like, and all these things, I would love for that to happen. But right now, ain't nobody knows it's here. And then I can't go telling people, because if I do it for 3 days and then quit, like, they're like, never going to trust me. And I've done a lot of that. So right now, me first, you second, right? And right now I'm setting the expectation. Just show up and do it. Just show up and have fun. Because if I ain't having fun, I bet you $1 million. I bet you my life. I won't keep doing it, you know? And so I have to reframe things to make it simpler, easier. You know, there's a thing, 75 hard. I know that there's people that it's changed their life. And I absolutely fundamentally believe that it can. I haven't done it. For me, like, I'm not this, you know, I'm not that there's life without, like, without challenge. I know that challenge exists. But you know what? If somebody wants to help me, I'm like, sounds good. Rock and roll. I'm not, I do my best to practice not being afraid to ask for help. I do my best to be a golden receiver. So if you want to help me, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take your help. I'm going to take your support. I'm not going to, no. I can't do that. I don't want it. Right. Life's hard enough as it is without making life harder. So for my little stationary bike, well, I used to think, oh, I got to get on for 30 minutes. And then that was like, well, I don't have 30 minutes. So rather than do it a little bit, I don't do it. No, a bit. Right. Here's the thing. Would you rather have 100% of 100,000 or 1% of 100 million, right? Like, just tell me, right? 100% of 100,000 or 1% of 100 million. Which one would you rather have? Which one would be better, right? You know, would you like a little bit of something or a lot of bit of nothing, right? And so for me, I believe I'd rather have a little bit of something than a lot of bit of nothing. And so it's better for me to do this, however long I'm going to do it, however I'm going to do it right now, and build that up, than it is to set all these rules and regulations that make it completely unenjoyable, completely not fun, and makes me not want to do it at all. Because I know that people get benefit from this. I absolutely do know that. Now, to the algorithms and everything else and pandering to that, well, the reality is, if I only pander to something for a short period of time, if you only pander to something to a short period of time, how long are you going to do it? Because if you succeeded right now, if you wanted to be a podcaster or YouTuber and you blew up with something that you hated every millisecond of doing it and you didn't enjoy it, how long do you think you'd sustain doing that thing that you absolutely despise doing because that's the thing that popped? Well, some may say years, because there's YouTubers who, I think that ultimately there's creators and people who that's what happened. They had things take off that they didn't like. Or they had something that they liked, but they just didn't want to talk about it all day, every day for the rest of their life. And my brother's even brought up people that there's, like, people that he follows. And as soon as they talk about something else, people get all upset with them. Right. And so for me, I realized that from doing the stationary bike, I just get on it. Sometimes I ride for 5.5 minutes. Sometimes I ride for 10 minutes. Sometimes I ride for 3 minutes. Sometimes I don't ride at all. Do some pushups. I do some pushups till they hurt a little bit. I don't even count them anymore. I just do some pushups. Then I do some curls. Go on a walk. Right? I'm doing these things because I'm building the muscle of doing it, not the muscle of how long, how perfect, how this, how that, and all these other rules and regulations. And so today, what rules and regulations do you have that you could eliminate, that you could get rid of, that you could let go of, that are preventing you from having fun, that are preventing you from enjoying yourself, that are preventing you from doing something you love, right? Because you think it has to be a certain way. Because, like when I started my company way back in the day, there weren't a million opinions necessarily, or at least easy access to them, of how you should do something. So what did I do? I just did what I thought was best. Was some of it probably not the best thing to do? Sure, but it was sure the heck better than doing nothing. And what I found is that for me, when it comes to inspiring, encouraging, and even, you know, some of this is just as much for me as it is for you, what I'm saying, it is sure the heck better. There is better opportunities that have already happened in the last 2 weeks because I have gotten on here than not getting on here at all. And some of the best videos have been when I just got on here and I went on. Now, I might not be you know, every single time I get on, but that doesn't mean that if I'm not in this state of that I shouldn't do it, right? Because for me, I'm wanting to show the full gamut for people of what it can look like to create, to share, to encourage, to motivate, to inspire. All right, what do I got here up here somewhere? Be the change you want to see, right? And so I've realized that there's aspects of my life I really can inspire people with. Some of it's because of my past. Some of it was because of where I'm at in my present. But there were other aspects that I was struggling to help people with as much because, quite frankly, I wasn't helping myself. The last few years, I've taken a heck of a lot less action than I have in prior years. Part of that was burnout. Part of that was exhaustion. Part of that was just tired and run down and trying to figure out, like, what do I want to do here? I know what I love to do. I know what I absolutely unequivocally love to do and lights my soul up, right? I love coaching people. I love, love, love coaching people. I love having, I don't like people having struggles, but by God, if they do, I love when they come to me and I can help them through it. I absolutely love that. And I know that I'm damn good at it. But when it comes to the desire to run some complicated business or have all these moving parts and all this stuff, I'm not really that excited about all that. And I think there's a lot of creatives and creators out there and videographers and video professionals who that's exactly the case, right? They're not really, they don't want to be managers of people. They don't want to build these big conglomerates. Some do. More power to you. Absolutely. I'm not stopping anybody. I always say, I don't care what you want to do. I only care what you want to do. Let's get to what you really desire, what you really dream about, what you really want first. And then you can decide whether you end up loving it. Action creates clarity. There's things you think you'll love, you'll hate. There's things you'll think you'll hate, you'll love. There's things you'll think you'll love, you'll love. And those things you'll think you'll hate, you'll hate. Right? But I find that you need to do it to know it. Because if we stay up in here only, we're going to be missing out on a lot of magic in life. A lot of magic will be missed out on. A lot of incredible opportunities, a lot of incredible things in your life will happen when you take that first step, when you record. You know, I wrote, let's read that sucker. Let me pull that up real quick. Let me read this real quick for everybody. Let me read this. Let me read it. Bada bang, bada boom. Where are we at? So I made a post the other day. Made a post. Where is it at? Ah, here it is. Okay. How one post, let me move this over so I can see it a little bit better. Move it right here. Here we go. How one post and one person can transform your entire life. 6 years ago today, February 3rd, 2018, my wife became a business owner. 1 second. Let me start this over. Just 1 second. There we go. All right. So how one post and one person can transform your entire life. 6 years ago today, February 3rd, 2018, my wife became a business owner and she had no idea it was happening and neither did I. It had been 469 days since my wife quit her job she hated right before we got married. For all her adult life, 15 plus years until that point, she had been employed by someone working 5 to 6 days a week with a typical 9 to 5 and not really doing something she enjoyed much. She was always told what to do and when to do it. So when she quit her job at first, it was rainbows and butterflies because we got married and went on an amazing honeymoon, but it wasn't too long after that she started to have second thoughts about quitting her job. She felt lost and purposeless. It was a struggle for sure, and I did everything in my power to encourage her. She was doing a YouTube channel, but she was really losing her passion for doing that, and she had no idea what else she wanted to do. All I wanted for her was to be happy and to do something she loves and have fun with it. One day, just like the day I'm writing this, she went to Michael's, the craft store, with her mom and bought the simple, unpainted deer head like the image in the picture, which I'll share here at the end. She got inspired to take that simple deer head and bring out her passion for art and design and decided to make what you see in the picture. She did not do it to sell it. She did not do it to make money. She did not do it to start a business. She made it for fun, for her, and for us. Her first, others second. It brought her so much joy. Now, I shared this post because on 6 years ago that day, February 3rd, when I wrote this, I said, super excited about my wife's new craft project. She's got a bunch of different ideas for future ones. I love seeing her create art. So I saw, that's all I posted. Got 25 likes and one comment. So 6 years ago, 2018. So I said, I did not share it on social media with the intent to sell it. I did not share it with the intent for her to start a business. I did not, I shared it because I was proud of her and happy for her. I love seeing my wife excited. I would say it's my greatest joy for most of the things I do. I love seeing, I don't love seeing someone in pain, but I love seeing someone happy. But I know if they're in pain, I say, when I hear you, I can help you. I will do what I can to support you so that you can do something that brings you joy first and others joy second. So I said, then as you can see in the image, it got one comment, just one. But that one comment from that one very special person changed the entire trajectory of my wife's career and passions. That one person bought that piece of art and many others and spread the word some about my wife, which led her to making more and more art and selling it. She was and is having the time of her life. She went on to be in many craft shows, started two Etsy stores, one selling physical items like the picture that sold over 800 plus items, and another digital design store that has sold 40,000 items. I love to inspire and encourage others every day. I share this today for those exact reasons and for the same one I shared the original post. So I shared it because I love to inspire and encourage people. And I shared it because of the original thing. I shared it because I'm so damn proud of my wife. She inspires me every single day. And all it takes is one post, one share, one text, one email, one phone call, one video, one person to change the entire trajectory of your life. So keep sharing and keep shining. You never know who's watching. I believe in you. Don't let your dreams die in your heart, your head, or your hard drive. Rock and roll. I said, P.S., if this story inspires you, share it with a friend. It may be the one thing they need to see to change their life. So let me pull open the picture for just 1 second and share this with you. So in the video form, you can see it. So there you have it. That is the picture that I shared 6 years ago, February 3rd, 2018. It had one comment. So as I said as well, I did something that day that I know is going to change the entire trajectory of many people's lives. I can't share it quite yet. Spent about 17 hours over the course of 2 days to do something that I'm not going to say much because it's going to get me emotional. So I've had enough emotion for the last 24 hours, but I'll share it soon. But, you know, that's the thing. It only takes one. And I have many examples of it only takes one message that I decided on MySpace back in the day to send my wife. One message to Tim Ferriss to try to film his launch party for free. One message to Tony Robbins to film for free, to give back to these people. And I don't think I completed the story earlier of when I decided to go all in. I said I was playing it safe with my relationship with my wife back in the day. What are you playing it safe with? Because see, when we say this, what got you here won't get you there. The reality is for some people, if they acted in a relationship, how they started the relationship, they'd potentially maintain the relationship. But so many people have a mask on when they start things and do things. They do things they hate. They do things they don't want to do. They're not being who they are. And they're saving face, if you will. And so as soon as they feel safe, well, the true self comes out. Now, one should argue or could argue that, you know, that person should still love you. Well, sometimes the person or the business or the people that we're in business with aren't like, that's not what I signed up for. In the sense of who you being is not who I thought I got. You know, what this is not what I thought it is, right? In this relationship or this business. And so what I realized, though, is the playing it safe was keeping me from having a great relationship. And when I decided that day to go all in, I got engaged to my wife, and it has been not without challenge, but it has been going up ever since. We got engaged within a year of me making the decision to play all in, give her all I got. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out, but at least I went all in. I did that in my business back in 2010, 2011, and I went all in. I said, I'm done. I'm done being something that I am not. And that's why I'm on here today, because sometimes it takes me, 27 minutes to get the blood flowing, get the fuels going, and get on here and really be firing at all cylinders. But that's who I am. And so I have to let the cards lay where they may. you have to let the cards lay where you may, where they may, because all you can control is your input, not the output. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how many people will watch. You don't know if anybody will care. You don't know if anybody's going to buy. You don't know. But I know one thing. If you don't do it, you'll never know it. And so continue to just create. Continue to write. Continue to sing. Continue to design. Continue to speak. Continue to create. Continue to video. Continue to edit. Because you are those things simply by doing those things. You're a writer if you write. You're a speaker if you speak. You're a designer if you design, right? You're an editor if you edit. It doesn't matter the accolades. It doesn't matter the awards. It doesn't matter the money. It doesn't matter anything, but you're simply doing that thing because you do it for you first and others second. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. Rock and roll, my friends. I'm going to continue on, but I'm going to have that probably be its own video. Instagram ever suffering for me. He's hired me. All right, there we go. So, you know, the thing is that I just really believe in the fact that, when we're doing something and having overall fun doing it, it brings that much more joy to others. You know, yes, I think that there are people out there that may be getting some kind of joy from people who are moaning and complaining all day, every day about their life. But I would argue that by and large, the people watching those things probably aren't the happiest people. If you find great joy in just watching people constantly complain and be negative and be hateful and be cynical all the time, every day, I find that hard to believe that you live in a overall state of joy and happiness. And it's not rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns all day, every day. I can promise you that, and that is not what I'm preaching, and that is not what I'm saying. Life is not without its challenges and its difficulties and its subtleties and its uniqueness and its curveballs and everything else. But I do believe we can reframe, we can, you know, I have my other glasses actually on me right now. I have all these different glasses, so I can flip them up because I need, that'll be my new illustrative point. I can take off my warm colored lenses here. These orange lenses that I decided to wear more because I like the color of the background matches my branding. But essentially when I have these, I see the world differently than if I put on clear lenses. And so what kind of lenses do you have on? How are you seeing the world right now? And there's a way to reframe it and re-see it in a different way. And do things because you enjoy it. And likely because you enjoy it, there'll be good that will come of it, but you have to keep doing it. And so for me right now, the expectation is not that I have perfection and titles and thumbnails and intros and links and all these other things. I don't care about that necessarily. I care about showing up for me first and you second. I care about showing up for you, that person who, you know, needs that inspiration, needs that encouragement, needs to feel seen, heard, and understood. And ultimately for me, I know that there are some great people that do it, but I absolutely am great at doing it. And it's the one superpower I have. I can encourage the hell out of you and help you believe again, help you dream again, help you see things in yourself that you maybe have never seen or now can see again, and get you to take actions that you haven't taken in a long time. Because for me showing up here, whether or not I want to, I'm super jazzed up today, I'm not jazzed up, I have a particular thing or not a particular thing, because I know that once I get going, actually it's hard to stop me. And sometimes finding my point might take 25 minutes, but that's okay. If you're finding this, be sure to check back. Right now I'm doing it as much as I can in the morning, Monday through Friday. I'm on here for anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour. And I'll definitely probably be staying on longer the more comments and interaction I start to get. Not just simply because, oh, there's comments, I'll stay longer. No, because there'll be people to help. There'll be somebody who's got something. Yeah, but this or that. And they're asking a question. They're stuck on something. They're confused. And if I can provide some insight, if I can provide a pointer, if I can point out a blind spot, if I can help you see something you haven't seen before, then that's what I want to do. And so it's more challenging when I'm just kind of bouncing around myself and there's not that interaction. But how will there ever be interaction if I don't keep showing up and have something that I can point people to because I keep showing up? I don't show up, no one can show up. But if you show up, someone can show up, and another someone, and another someone, and another someone. But first, that someone to show up for is you. So much love, my friend. Keep rocking. Keep rolling. Have an incredible day. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Don't hesitate to reach out, leave a comment. Where's that one thing at? I keep remembering to do this. God dang, God dang. You can go to themindmechanic.net, depending on where you are. You can leave a comment. You can send me a private message on the old Facebook. But don't hesitate to reach out. If you want to explore how I can potentially help you, this is what I do each and every single day. There's no scheduled calls with what I do. It's all in private, and it's all what they call asynchronous. So we use a voice app that we'll go back and forth with. And if you give it a chance, I can almost guarantee you'll love it. And so if you have a hard time finding in your schedule the ability to schedule a call at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, and you want more freedom or flexibility, or you just don't have the freedom and flexibility right now, but you need the help, or you want the help, you want the support, I say, when I hear you, I can help you. And so right now, don't hesitate to reach out. We'll figure out what I can do to help. And if how I work is a fit, maybe even give you a little test drive. But do not hesitate to reach out. You can go to mindmechanic.net. You can click the contact page. Wherever you're finding this, you can leave me a comment, can send you a link, or you can go and private message me. But I definitely coach people. I have a soft spot in my heart for people with ADHD or neurodivergent, and definitely in the video production space. But that's not all that I help. I just, you know, I got my own ADHD brain. Where's that at? Let me show you that real quick so you can see it. Right. Right here. I got brain scans so I could better understand me and help me first so I could help you second. And I understand a lot about the person who's ADHD or neurodivergent, where they think a little different. Their brain runs a little faster. And if you feel like nobody understands you, I can promise you I'll be able to get you. I'll be able to understand you. So don't hesitate to reach out. Keep rocking. Keep rolling. Have an incredible day. We'll talk soon. Take